USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Midterm mania. It's down to the wire for Republicans and Democrats as the midterm election quickly approaches. President Trump on the road in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You will be making a simple choice. A vote for Republicans is a vote to continue our extraordinary prosperity.
Now, the president at a Make America Great Again rally for Republican Mike Braun, who's running against incumbent Indiana Senator Democrat Joe Donnelly.
He will be a great new senator to work along with Todd. A vote for Mike Braun is a vote to keep your jobs going, to keep your wages going up.
As for Republican Mike Braun, he tells the crowd,
do this for me. Family and friends, get them out to vote. Help me send Joe Donnelly to the early retirement he deserves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, my gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person. He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Americans left, center, and right really fired up over the midterm election and a record number of you voting early. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
More than 35 million early votes have been counted nationwide as of Monday, well more than the total cast in the 2014 midterm election. Sean Trendy is with Real Clear Politics. He joined Fox News and had a message for all those political pundits out there.
Predicting from early voting is always really dangerous because you don't know who's going to show up to vote on election day. That's exactly what went wrong in 2016 when people looked at early voting and there was a huge turnout for Republicans on 2016. What we can say is it looks like people on both sides are very engaged and very excited about this election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at Wall Street and your money ahead of the midterm election, a mixed bag in terms of the market gains and losses. The Dow gaining 190 points, the Nasdaq down 28 points, the S&P 500 up 15 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The oldest career service ranger at the National Park Service being honored by Glamour Magazine. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Glamour names 97-year-old Betty Reed Soskin one of its Women of the Year 2018. She works at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, where she shares stories with visitors about being a black woman in a predominantly white nation. And she said in an interview earlier this year about the political divide in America these days.
Going through these cyclical periods of chaos ever since 1776, and we're in another one of them now. But it's in those times that the democracy is being redefined and that we have access to the reset buttons. And that we're in one of those places right now. So that for me, it's very hopeful.
Soskin's memoir, Sign My Name to Freedom, A Memoir of a Pioneering Life, was published in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So who wins the New York City Marathon?
Lalisa DeCisa, TCS New York City Marathon champion for 2018.
That call on ABC. It was DeCisa's first victory in five tries. He won with a powerful surge at the end. Mary Catani won the women's crown at the New York City Marathon for the fourth time in the past 5 years. She ran that race in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 48 seconds, which is the second fastest time in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.